So I'm here on Baytanak Square in the middle of Astana. Still the 14th of June, 2015. Not long to get to my exam. There's a Kazakh international footballer, Russian blood, Dmitry someone or other, Shomago. And there's the Baytanak. Where is it behind, which I've been up? Naeg. There's some dome-like building here is the National Archive. Don't think you can go into it. These are called the Northern Lights buildings. They're building some Abu Dhabi plaza near here. Claire McCarthy's boyfriend, Palestinian bloke's working on it, except he's not really her boyfriend anymore because she's discovered he's got a wife and children in Lebanon. So this thing here is some Chinese company. It's got the Kazakh and Lebanese flag outside of Inok, some investment group, and they've invested a lot in Kazmunai gas. I think that's why Jenat Rashidovich went to Beijing with Nurjan a few months ago. Anyway, here's the Kazmunai building. When I very first came to Astana over a year ago, in the middle of the night, we passed by here. Yerlan, who was looking after me, he pointed out this is where the boss works. Don't know where exactly in the building he works. And over there is Lukoil, somehow not an enemy. It's a Russian oil company. Maybe they own different oil fields. Then they'd be against each other. So yeah, you see this whole complex of buildings forming a hemicycle. It's not all owned by Kazmunai Gas, only the central bit. So you can see all how it's all very neatly planned. Asia Park, I was over there yesterday in that shopping center in the evening. It's not that plush, it suits me though. And these things here, I wonder whether this is like some outlet for an underground heating system. And they're on the other side. And they seem redolent to me of the, what they call the Golden Horde Towers. I'll show you what I mean by the Golden Horde Towers. Right up there, behind Baytanak, quite a long way behind, there, and indeed there are the two Golden Horde Towers. They're twins. I wonder if it's deliberate that they imitate the Golden Horde Towers onto Khan Shatir. So I walked down towards that Eternal Nation Arch. Didn't go all the way there. Could have got a bus back. Maybe I should have gone all the way there, then got the bus back, something like that. So there's really not very much left to see in this city. It doesn't offer that much to the tourists because it's so bloody new. Not that I'm a tourist. I had to miss La Traviata last night because my lesson went on too late. So I could buy some tickets for when I come back after my law exam, go to the Opera House, print some stuff out, save me doing that something like that tomorrow, and then on what else to do with my day off. Things I'd really like to do is maybe go riding one day, spend the night in a yurt, just go into the countryside briefly, go to the other city, Karaganda, but I don't have 2 days off in a row, you see. Anyway, I may well have only about another 3 weeks left in Kazakhstan because I'm flying out in 6 days, my exam, coming back for 10 days or possibly a fortnight after that before we go on holiday. I'll switch it off now.